We're all souls having a human experience. That experience is a journey, and each journey is unique. It's through our experiences that we come together and unite. Join soul-led author, podcaster, Reiki practitioner, healer, teacher, and shepreneur, Kristen Aurelia, as she shares insights, wisdom, and knowledge with listeners. This show is dedicated to understanding the complex layers of human behavior. Each episode will continue to illuminate pathways and spark soulful journeys. After all, we are all children of God, one collective consciousness trying to survive the human experience.
Hello, and welcome to the Surviving the Human Experience podcast. My name is Kristen Aurelia, and I will be your host. I'm humbled and blessed that you have chosen to be part of the SheWise family, and I'm thrilled to be part of your journey. I've dedicated my life to studying, observing, and understanding the many complex layers of human behavior. My experiences, both academic and personal, have shaped my journey, pushing me to share insights, wisdom, and knowledge through my show, literary works, and through community engagement. This channel is a uniquely created space for exploration for topics for all things human experience related. Each episode is specifically designed to explore and discuss topics that play a role or have an impact in our human experience. Topics chosen span across health and wellness, self-discovery, life experiences, personal growth, healing, and so much more. So join us as we embark upon the journey of awareness, information sharing, and wisdom, and do our exploration as we continue to evolve and become SheWise. Now for the disclaimer. This podcast is presented solely for educational and entertainment purposes. I am a fellow human being having a human experience and sharing information and findings along my journey. The views and insights shared by myself and guests on the show are the sole thoughts, feelings, opinions, and experiences of those expressing them. You are encouraged to research guests on the show to learn more about their credentials and philosophies as part of your understanding of viewpoints expressed. I am not a licensed therapist, and this podcast is not intended as a substitute for the advice of a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. So now on to the fun part. So today on the Surviving Human Experience podcast, we have a very special episode for our listeners. We're here with Danette Siegel, also known as Doula D. Doula D is a very special soul who has found her mission in life and passionately lives it out through her work as a birth doula. Doula D is Doulas of North America and Body Ready Method Pro certified. She has assisted many with birth preparation, birthing process, and post-birth experiences, all centered in empowering mothers to transform the birth experience through a whole mind, body, and spirit approach. So welcome to the show, Doula D.
Thank you, Kristen, for having me. I'm so excited to be here today.
Yay. Well, thank you for sharing your time with us today. I know you're super busy and always on the clock. So many of the mothers out there are having babies. And as we've learned over time, we're on baby schedules. So hopefully we can get through our discussion today and not another beautiful soul's entrance into the world. But if we do, we'll take a break.
Yeah, no, it usually doesn't happen that fast. And I am on call right now, but my mom she's good.
Wonderful. Good, good, good. Well, I'm really excited about today's topic. As a mother, I can recall how many overwhelming moments, as well as I would say joyous experiences, come with bringing life into the world. There's so much information, controversy, decisions, overall solicited and unsolicited advice that comes along with the news of announcing a pregnancy. So for this reason, it's really important for a mom to tune into her own thoughts and feelings and define what she wants her experience to look and feel like. And you've chosen to be part of that magical experience and support mothers on their journey, which is such a blessing. So we're going to jump right in with our discussion. Yes. So I always like to start off and have guests share a little bit about themselves, how you got started. So can you talk to us a little bit about you, your gifts, and how you became Doula D?
Sure, sure. It's kind of where to start. So I am also a soul having a human experience on this planet. I'm a mother of two beautiful children. I have two daughters, 6 and 4. I'm a wife, I'm a sister, I'm a friend, all of those things. But most importantly, at least right now, I am a birth doula. So I'm an intuitive and holistic birth doula. And what does that mean? It means I use my own intuition, and I take a whole, like you spoke before, a whole mind and body approach to helping women and their partners prepare for birth. My mission is to transform the story of birth by helping women empower themselves through mind and body preparation. I use modalities such as EFT tapping, I do access bars, and I use my certification and education in the Body Ready method to help my clients prepare for birth and then heal after. I offer a wide variety of services. I always say, like, I'm not a vanilla doula. So I don't just, you know, meet you once, pop in for your birth, and then you're off to your mm-hmm. own, you're on your own. I can provide that if that's what somebody's looking for, right? So I have sometimes third time moms who are like, I just need the basics. So I customize my services based on, you know, what my mamas need.
I love that. And what made you decide to go this direction? I mean, of all the things you can do on the planet, like
right.
doula, how did we get here?
So it's kind of an interesting story. My background, I'm actually a mechanical engineer by trade.
Okay.
And so I did that for 15 years, spent 15 years in corporate America. Mm-hmm. And I always say kind of what happened to me. So I've been on this healing journey mm-hmm. since I was like in my mid-20s.
Okay.
I'm 40 now. So I've been on this journey of healing and self-discovery. And I think what happened over time is I started transforming from the inside out. And eventually, just two and a half, three years ago now, my outside needed to catch up with my inside. Mm-hmm. So I lived so much of my life and spent in the masculine mm-hmm. and trying to control and being data driven and all of these, you know, all of that that comes with that. And I spent all this time, my healing work was really on healing my feminine and mm-hmm. my mother wounds and all of that type of thing. So it got to a point where I call it my second round of spiritual awakening. Uh-huh. And I was like, what am I doing with my life? I'm not living my soul's purpose. What am I here to do? Mm-hmm. And I kept coming back to birth because my births transformed me from the core. Okay. And they were just so impactful and so powerful that I really wanted to help other women experience that and help them really know like what birth can be. So when I say like transform the story of birth, that means like our society has birth so backwards, generally speaking, at this point. And so I'm trying to help empower women to know that like what their options are, know the power of their own body and, you know, what they're capable of doing. I think we've forgotten. Society gives us this message that like, you can't birth your baby. You can't, even from conception, you mm-hmm. can't conceive your own baby by yourself. You can't, you know, grow your own baby by yourself or birth your own baby. You can't feed your babies anymore. Like they've just been stripping this narrative of we can't do this is just mm-hmm. it's so backwards and it's really doing women a huge disservice. So that's what I'm here to do.
Wow. I love that. And, you know, I hadn't even thought of it that way until you just mentioned that, but it's the subliminal messages, right? That are coming through that we're not even recognizing until somebody brings it into your awareness. Cause I wouldn't have even thought of it that way. But now that you say that, yeah, it does. It really takes away your power and it makes you kind of feel very, unsure and, oh my gosh, how do I do this? Yes, I'm hearing this. Right. Yeah, I can.
This is our first step into motherhood, and we're starting it off on the complete wrong foot.
Right.
Right. This experience should be powerful and transformative and, you know, help you learn how to step into motherhood and claim that, like, and learn how to draw boundaries and be sure of yourself and trust your intuition, right? This is the first experience a lot of women have right. at doing those things. So mm-hmm. I'm helping them find their voice and helping them, you know, step into themselves.
I love that. I can remember having my first one and I was in my early 20s and I said, I'm going to nurse my child. Everybody looked at me like I had lost my mind. They were like, why would you do that when there's formula? I was like, why would you pay for formula when you make this for free?
Right?
And it's customized for your baby. Like, it goes with your baby. This is what your body is doing to support that human being. And I myself also have three. And so it was kind of like, I don't understand why people are looking at me like this. And there was such a negative connotation, and there was not really the support that was in place at the time in the space that I was in. And it was just so interesting. And I was like, I'm pushing through. I don't care what people say. I'm doing it. I've done my research. This is the best thing for me, for the baby. And everybody has their own decisions, but it was just so interesting to see how even the nurses in the hospital were like, maybe it's not working. He's not latching on. I'm like, get me a lactation consultant or somebody who knows what they're doing, because you're not helping right now.
Yeah.
So there were quite a few nurses I had to like throw out of the room, because I was like, I may be young, but I'm not dumb.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people, they just don't know what their options are.
Right.
And they don't have the right support.
Yes.
So I always tell my clients that, you know, before you go searching on Google for an answer, or, you know, talk to your neighbor or your friend, like, come to me and I can direct you in the right, you know, put you in the right direction with vetted resources and give you evidence-based information. So then you can make a true informed decision.
Yes. Right? Yes. I love that. I love that. Awesome. Okay. So I want to talk a little bit more about, you know, you become a doula, it's such a unique and special calling, and you shared that with us. But for somebody who might be unfamiliar or learning for the first time about what a doula is, why should a new mom or soon to be mom consider including a doula in their birth experience?
Sure. So doula, it's like means woman servant. So that is what we do. We serve women and our birthing people. So, you know, there's so many reasons to have a doula. It's almost like, well, why wouldn't you have a doula? To me, I don't know. Okay, so what a doula does is they provide physical, mental, emotional, spiritual support to the birthing person. And there's so many different kinds of doulas out there. I really feel like finding a doula is like finding a partner. Like there's one for everybody. Uh-huh. And we all put our own flavor or have our own passion or our own twist on what we do. And so for me personally, like, I have been really diving into the healing aspect surrounding birth. So healing coming into birth and then healing our birth after, because you know, we all come into birth with all of these stories and like preconceived notions. We come in with carrying other people's birth trauma, our mothers specifically, a lot of times. And so all of these things can affect our birth. Mm-hmm. So I walk my clients through the healing of that and the releasing of that and healing fears and concerns about birth. We go through and I teach them all of the birth options. I give a lot of birth education. So this is just like a sampling of what doulas can do for you. So we'll talk through all of the options. I help them. I don't make decisions for people, right? And I try to stay as unbiased as possible, but I do believe that it's almost impossible to be completely unbiased, but at least I name it, right? But coming in. So I do tend to work within, not tend anymore. I'm exclusively working within the midwifery model of care.
Okay.
And so what that means is I take on clients who are working with midwives, and that could be in a number of different settings. It could be in hospital. It could be out of hospital at home, and it can be out of hospital in a birth center. So we do all of the mind preparation for birth. We do body preparation. So I help them. And I know we're going to explain a little bit more and dive into what is the body ready method, but I help women, basically stack the cards in their favor and prepare their bodies for birth, like with different exercises and stretches or body alignment things that can really just help create a more efficient birth. And then I give them tools and their partner tools to use in birth. So that's also, we don't just support the moms. We also support all the partners as well.
Okay.
And so from a physical standpoint and an emotional standpoint, mental standpoint. Mm-hmm. So I'm always trying to, I think partners, they get, I think sometimes they don't know what to do, or a lot of times they just don't know what to do and how to help. So right. I'm there kind of in the corner. I don't take the place of the partner, mm-hmm. but I'm in there and I'm there in the corner, like helping them know how they could best support their partner, and, you know, telling them, hey, try this, do this, you know, give this. And I even, we do this prenatally. And then in the moment, I'm kind of like a coach for them as well. And I think that it's helpful emotionally for, you know, birth is, you know, you're at your most vulnerable and open state that you're ever going to be in your whole life when you're in birth, and most suggestive state. Uh-huh. So I think to have somebody there that has walked it before, has seen it a bunch of, you know, tons of, I don't know, hundreds. I haven't been to hundreds, but some people have been to hundreds of births, you know, many, many, many times. And I think it's just comforting that when things are happening, they can look at me and look at my face. And if they know if I'm calm, or if I'm like giving them reassurance, this is normal, this is natural, then they can feel calm and secure in what's happening. So I provide, I think, that reassurance first and foremost. And then I provide support postnatally as well. So I'm checking in, I'm helping with breastfeeding issues, not diagnosing, but troubleshooting, mm-hmm. Different breastfeeding, feeding stuff. I help with sleep. I help mom and baby and partner get sleep. So I'd help with the healing process afterwards and the whole like unpacking the birth, right? Mm-hmm. We go through the birth and so a lot.
Yes, it is a lot. And I absolutely love that you touched on the healing process post-birth, because as you know, you've experienced this, I'm sure, people show up and they're like, yay, there's baby. And then it's kind of like mom fades into the background and everybody's excited because there's this new human here. And mom has just gone through this whole transformative experience, especially if it's, you know, the first time. Each one, I think, transforms you a little bit. Mm-hmm. But especially on that first one, and you're sitting here going, my whole body has just gone through war, right? Because it can feel like that. And some people have the support and others don't, to really talk through what they went through, because it is trauma to the body, right? I mean, your body is doing all kinds of cool things, which are beautiful, but at the same point, to the human brain and to conceptualize into the body, being able to support somebody through that healing process while they're also focused on baby and everybody's priorities are in all kinds of different directions is so huge. I think that that's a component that is missing from the traditional birthing experience. So
absolutely. And most traditional, in a traditional, like the medical model of care, essentially you have your baby and they're like, see you in 6 weeks.
Yes.
And there's this huge gap in coverage,
yes,
you know, between there. And for first time parents, like you can get so lost in 6 weeks. I mean, from my own personal experience, I had postpartum anxiety and depression both times. After the first time was undiagnosed, the second time with my second birth, I was way in it. And that was like right, you know, 3 weeks before the world shut down in 2020. And so you can get lost in that time. And so I try to kind of be the stopgap and checking in. Like my clients have access to me for 16 weeks, one-on-one through the postpartum period. And I also have a mom support group that I run that's right now it's private and it's just my clients.
Okay.
And so I have all my pre and postnatal clients together and we can come and share and be that place for support.
I love that. Oh, that's awesome. Okay, so let's jump into a little bit, and we started to touch on this. When should a new mother or soon to be mother reach out for support? So they're found out they're pregnant, or maybe they're thinking about, you know, having a baby or getting into that position where it's time to start family planning. At what stage would somebody reach out to a doula?
So for me personally, I love to have clients as soon as possible. I even have some preconception clients. So I've been dabbling in infertility doula as well. So I have a mom right now where she's going through fertility stuff. She already knows, because she knows me and we've been in, you know, past crossed paths and, you know, many times now. And she's like, I know I want you to be my doula. So we're already working together. Okay. And then I'm going to follow her through the entire process. So as soon as possible, I think is really the answer. It's never too soon for me. Right there, like I said, there's a lot of other kinds of doulas out there, and some doulas may not want to or may not give all of the prenatal support that I offer. So, you know, it kind of just, you know, you feel into, like, you your opening line here was talking about, like, feeling into what is right for you. And if that is what feels good to you and you want support from the very beginning and you want to know, well, what book should I read? What podcast should I listen to? What resources are important? Then I would get one as soon as possible.
Okay. Awesome. I love that. And I think because you had shared in the beginning too, this is like, it's a partnership. It's a relationship. It's a cooperative thing. So, you know, it's kind of good to have that person in your corner in the very beginning so that you've, you know, it's not like, hey, by the way, I'm 8 months pregnant. I'm about to have this baby. Can we just form a bond really quick?
That's hard.
Yeah. I love the model of, from the moment you're ready to even think about starting that family, like starting to look, doing the research, finding that person that's going to support you, and interviewing people to make sure you're comfortable, because you're going to get pretty personal.
Yeah. And interview more than one. Mm-hmm. Right. Because like I said, everybody is different. Everyone has their own little spin and twist on things. And it is so important to really feel comfortable and feel open. Because like I just mentioned, in birth, you're going to be at your most vulnerable state, and you need to feel safe with your birthing team in order for your body to open up and hormonally, and for everything to do what it needs to do to open up and let the baby out. You have to feel safe, mm-hmm. right? So that's why the partner is important. That's their number one job. And you need to feel comfortable with your doula. You need to feel comfortable with your providers, mm-hmm. right? And this is where we kind of go into talking about, like, you know, well, why would I want midwives over OBs, for mm-hmm. example, right? And, you know, OBs are trained surgeons, right? Mm-hmm. So we need OBs. They're important in the medical model or in, you know, the birth world, and they do save lives. But for the most part, the medical model of care is basically fear-based. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to put it out there. Yeah. You know, it's basically, you know, how can we control, manipulate, and, you know, try to direct birth in the direction that we want it to go. The problem is, in the medical model of care, a lot of times they're creating a lot more problems than they're solving, right? And so when we look at midwifery model of care, this is like physiological birth. Mm-hmm. This is, I trust my body to do what it needs to do. It's going to open up. It's going to have my baby. I do the least amount of interventions necessary for my particular circumstance, mm-hmm. right? And this is why I like to work within this model of care, because it just provides so much more empowerment and autonomy and informed consent mm-hmm. than the medical model of care. So I'm a little bit biased. There is a bias I have, for sure. Okay. And there's doulas that will do everything, right? Yeah. That will do anything. And it's just, this is where I thrive and where I'm most aligned and feel most comfortable working.
I love it. And I think that's the important thing, is you have to do what works for you. And mm-hmm. obviously the people who are looking for that level of support and that experience, they find you, right?
They do.
That's the cool part. It's like, you don't really have to do the work, because when you're doing that spiritual work and you're doing the things that you are, people find you, and it's a connection that's meant to be. And so I love that. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
All right. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we are going to come right back and jump into some more questions.
Light up your world and discover the key to surviving the human experience with Kristen Aurelia. Navigating through life can be a monumental task. Listen each Tuesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network for all things to help you navigate your journey here on Earth. Help, healing, light, and wisdom for all. Join Kristen on a magic carpet ride and discover the secrets to surviving the human experience and become She Wise.
In Kristen Aurelia's latest book, Recreation, Surviving the Human Experience, she shares a journey of a woman who embarks on a mission to heal the physical and emotional damage, as well as the trauma that has plagued her for the better part of her life. She shares her story in the hope that others will begin their journey to find their personal truth, move closer to the light, discover and live out their intended purpose here on Earth. Recreation, Surviving the Human Experience is available for purchase on Amazon, Audible, iTunes, and SheWisePublications.com.
Calling all authors! Have you been considering an audiobook? Well, look no further. Come take advantage of Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's unique in-house audiobook production, which includes benefits and bonuses from our radio station. Let our knowledgeable staff guide you to create the audiobook you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank. Check out our full one-stop service from A to Z, including the ACX process. Schedule a free consultation by calling 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to DreamVision7Radio.com.
SheWise is your gateway to sparking soulful journeys and illuminating pathways in spiritual, healing, and self-help realms. SheWise Publications stands as a beacon for those seeking to share their voice. Beyond the pages in print, the heart of SheWise Publications beats with a passion for helping others connect to their healing journey. Together, let's navigate the complexities of the human experience and discover the threads that bind us all and become SheWise. For the full journey, visit SheWisePublications.com and SheWiseApparel.com. Journey to the Awakening takes you on a journey through many revelations of a child growing up in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, uncovering what really happened behind the white picket fence and how this continues to plague future generations. The book reveals, in a very riveting way, the details of multiple past generation secrets. Learning to walk through and not attach to the past will help guide the reader to beginning their own journey. Available for purchase on Amazon, Audible, and iTunes. For more information about Denise Claire's works and upcoming book signing events, visit SheWisePublications.com.
When we arrive on this earth, our soul is housed in a body. That body needs to be nurtured with love and care. In Kristen Aurelia's latest books, Caring for Your Human, You Only Get One Body, and Practical Tools and Techniques Workbook, she explores ways to care for your mind, body, and spirit. She shares her wisdom gained along her journey in hopes to assist others in proactively caring for their human. Because after all, we only get one body, and it's meant to last a lifetime. Caring for Your Human, You Only Get One Body, and Caring for Your Human, You Only Get One Body Practical Tools and Techniques Workbook are available for purchase on Amazon and SheWisePublications.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe. Relax and enjoy. Let life flow.
All right, so welcome back. So far we've covered a little bit about who Doula D is. We've also talked about why, you know, being a doula is such a special and unique calling, and why should moms or birth parents be considering a doula as part of their birthing plan. And then also we talked about when birthing parents should be reaching out and finding their doula. So now I want to jump into a little more in depth. I want you to walk us through a day in the life of Doula D. So what does it look like? What different services might you be providing? And I know you're already going to say every day is different, but I just, yeah, every day, every birth, every parent, every experience is going to be a little bit different. But what does it look like when you're in doula? Like, what is your day typically consisting of?
Sure. Well, I am a mother first and foremost. So my day always starts out as a mother. It always ends as a mother. And in between, I do my doula work. And that's not to say that I don't work overnight, because I do that as well, right? For the births. Yes. So I guess we can talk about like, what do I offer and how do I support my clients? And that kind of will show you like kind of what my day looks like, right? Mm-hmm. So I spend a lot of my day checking in with my clients. I touch base with them very often. Mm-hmm. So we're doing monthly check-in calls. We're having, you know, we do at least 3 prenatals, if not more, depending on, you know, their specific circumstance. They have access to me through an app, like a walkie-talkie app called Voxer. So I'm always Voxing back and forth with my clients. So I might be driving to one, Voxing another, you know, checking, doing a text message, sending somebody a link for, you know, the best nipple, you know, or the best bottle or the best, you know, binky or whatever on the fly. So I'm always on in a lot of cases in responding to my clients. I do workshops for my clients. I do body prep workshops. So I'm running those about every 4 to 6 weeks, depending on my client load and who I put into the workshop. And that's my body preparation class. So I'm doing those. My prenatals now, I have an office space that I'm renting here in Wakefield at this beautiful location called the Holistic Life Community. Right. And it's right on like this really awesome lake that's there. It's got so much good energy and good vibes. Okay. So I see my clients there. A prenatal will be about probably like 2.5, could be up to 3 hours. And we're weaving in like tapping, EFT tapping into our sessions. We're basically just, I'm customizing, you know, we go in, it's pretty organic. You know, I do have an agenda of, you know, things that I want to cover with my clients, but we really just go wherever they want to go with it.
Okay.
So I'm doing prenatals. And then when I'm on call for births, my clients are, they can call me anytime. So I might wake up in the middle of the night to a call, and then I support them as I do a lot of virtual support with my clients when they're in early labor. Mm-hmm. And then I join them whenever they feel like they need more support. So that could be at home. I could go to their home and support mm-hmm. them, or I go to their birthing location. I do my follow-up postnatal appointments at home. So I might be popping over to a client's house, you know, during the middle of the day, to see them and snuggle a baby, and talk about birth. I'm a business owner and my own, you know, and a solo practitioner. So I also have to do like all the back end of my business. Uh-huh. And if I'm honest, like, I mean, maybe it happens to you if yeah. being a mom too, like yeah. that kind of falls to the wayside. It's almost like I just play firefighter there.
Yes.
Whatever is the most needed.
Yeah.
And then I'm also doing things like continuing education, you mm-hmm. know, and keeping up on the latest evidence-based research and taking workshops or trainings or developing new, you know, deciding where I want to go with my business and developing new offerings or updating my website, like, so many things.
yeah. Yes. I was going to say it's very overwhelming. It's like, where do you find time to sleep? Right.
Yes. Sometimes I don't know. I'm trying to be better. So this is a good point to make. Cause I went from corporate America to being a solo entrepreneur mm-hmm. and it was a huge shift. Right. And I think that, again, corporate America is doing us this huge disservice. So when I went into my own business, I felt like I needed to produce all the time because right. this is the rhetoric and this is the, you know, this is what we're trained to do in corporate America is yeah. just always have goals, always be reaching them, moving on to the next one. What's the next thing on the list? Changing this, making this better. Like, it's never like just sit and be and enjoy what you've created or right. give yourself credit. So last fall I had this kind of big this big shift in inside myself. And I realized, like, if I didn't slow down and just, you know, give myself space to let my business just breathe and kind of grow organically on its own, like, I was going to burn myself out.
Yes.
And also I was like, isolate, like, I was just sinking so much of myself into my business that I was kind of like neglecting my kids, and not neglecting, but, you know, it felt like neglect as a mother. Like, I wasn't giving them enough attention, and
you didn't feel fully present. You were
correct.
Yeah.
Right. So, like, not being able to turn off.
Right.
I had to really start drawing some boundaries around, okay, if it's not an emergency, I can get back to you later, or I can get back to you tomorrow. It doesn't have to be right in the moment when I'm playing with my kids. So I'm still learning all of these things and growing in that way. But I wanted to make that point because I think that it's important to see that, like, we don't need our value and our self-worth shouldn't be determined by our productivity.
I think that is 100% true. And I'm glad you shared that. I think a lot of moms feel that way, right? Because we have all these expectations that are placed on us internally, right? Whatever we've carried energetically with us. But then also, if you've got the working mom and you've got the, you know, multiple kids you're trying to juggle, you're multitasking is what you're doing. And then you add birth into there, or, you know, in your case as a business owner. So you've got the business to run, you've got the family to keep moving along, you've got all these things. And then it's, where's that slice of pie that you get? Where's that time saved for you? And, you know, in the meantime, in the background, like you said, the website needs to be updated, the service, you know, needs to be provided, the training needs to occur, you know, you've got to deliver to the clients, and what is your measure of success? And we've, I think, in a lot of cases, determined our measure of success, just like you said, by our production levels, our output, the metrics, the quantifiable and qualitative data. It's an interesting spot to be in, but I love that you share just being able to sit in it and enjoy your accomplishments, let things happen organically and naturally. I think we're really predisposed to try to control and push everything, right? Because that's what we're taught. You got to produce, 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 produce.
Yes.
So that's wonderful.
It's not realistic, right? So just being able to sit and my goal of this year is just, like, to be able to give myself space and let it be easy.
Yeah.
Right? Just let it, and trust, right? This trust in my, I have a big, strong spirituality, you know, trusting that things are going to happen in the time frame that they're supposed to, and I'm going to get what I need to get when I need to get it. And, you know, I'm always better off the less pushing I do, right? The less trying to drive and direct where I want things to go. And I just let them happen and come to me and follow the signs and, you know, follow the universe. Then I do way better.
Yes. Oh my gosh. We're so similar. I love it. It's those type A personalities. They get you.
It is.
They get you every time. Oh. Okay, so I'm sure you have many memorable stories you could share with us about clients. Are there one or two that really stand out that you can share with our listeners? Of course, I know you got to protect privacy, and I don't want names, I don't want all the details, but any that you can share with our listeners that would just kind of give us that moment?
Yeah, I was sitting and thinking about this one a lot, because to your point, I was like, well, it's not like my birth story to tell. Right. So I actually thought that I might share with you briefly, like, my second birth story, because it was so empowering.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking about a couple of other ones too. But I've been to so many different types of births, and what's really, the births that I love to attend are the ones where those, you just see those mamas, like, they just have that determination, and you see that point in the birth where they switch from, you know, trying to control and trying to, you know, rationalize what's happening, and their brain, that frontal brain, that prefrontal cortex just switches off, and they go into that primitive brain, and they just dig in and they find their flow, and they're just moving and grooving. And in those situations, like, I don't have to do too much. So I just, because I trust that, like, they're going to do, their body is going to do and find the position that it needs to find. So I really love seeing, like, an empowering, you know, unmedicated birth. But saying that too, like, I have a lot of clients who, you know, that's their goal, but that's not what's in the cards, right? Or they end up having these really long and challenging births where they have to have almost every intervention that they didn't want to have. But they still persevere, right? And they still find their way through and they still find themselves as a mother. So, like, I love those births too, right? And because I love knowing that I was there to help support them. So birth is so different. Everyone is different. A couple of my super successful ones, like I've seen unmedicated VBACs, right? So a VBAC is a vaginal birth after a cesarean.
Yeah. Yes.
And I recently had a client, she had had a cesarean like 9 years ago when she had twins. And you know, this time she really wanted to birth vaginally. And, you know, if she could go unmedicated, that was going to be a bonus. And she just rocked it and found her like mama lion and her power. And she just rode it, right? And so seeing that, like, I cry almost every time a baby's born, I'm crying. I have another client. She was the last remaining client. So in Massachusetts state is like systematically going through and they've shut down almost every birth center that's in Massachusetts at this point. So 2 falls ago, they were on their way to shutting down the last remaining birth center in Eastern Massachusetts. And I was on and am still on the coalition that was trying to save that birth center. And so now that didn't work. And now we're working to build a new birth center. So that's another passion of mine. That's another side note. But this client, she was the last remaining patient of that birth center. And they were shutting it down before, like, literally like a week or two before her due date. And so she was fighting and fighting and fighting to stay there to the very, very end. She didn't switch practices until they literally shut the door and they wouldn't let her in anymore. She went over, and so she went, there's another practice that took over. She had to birth in the hospital, but she still got the birth that she wanted. Right. So it was just a big, like, in your face. Yes. I feel like it was a big, like, proud moment for me and for her.
Oh my God.
That was a really awesome one. But the most wild birth I've been at, I would have to say, is my own.
Okay.
because I haven't seen a story like it since. But so for my second birth, it went super fast and furious. It was like 4 hours from start to finish. And I was supposed to birth at the birth center and in Massachusetts there, but they hadn't opened yet because they were struggling with, you know, staffing issues. So I went over to the hospital. And I got there and they were across the parking lot from each other. There's a hospital and the birth center right across the parking lot. And I got in to the hospital and I met my midwife there. And it was like 6:30 and the birth center was going to open at like 7 or 7:30.
Oh my gosh.
So I got to the hospital, she checked me and I was like 8 centimeters. And she looked at me and she knew that I wanted my water birth and I wanted to be in that birth center. And she looked at me and she's like, if you want to transfer, it has to be now. So I transferred from the hospital to the birth center. So they put me in a wheelchair. I wanted to walk.
Maybe might have fallen out at that point.
My husband's like, can you please just sit in this? And I could barely sit. He's pushing me in the wheelchair. Everybody, my doula, my mom, everyone has like grabbing, like carrying over all the stuff. It's the middle of winter. We roll across the parking lot. We're like stopping traffic. We get over to the birth center. I get in the tub and like birth my baby like 30 minutes later.
Wow.
So this is like, to me, really what midwifery care is about, right? Like fighting for the mom and fighting to help her get the birth that she wants.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. It was making sure mom gets that experience that she has in her mind just conceptualized. Understanding you got to be flexible. However,
you got to be flexible.
Yes. However, achieving the big goals is really important. Oh my gosh. Well, I'm so glad you made it across that parking lot.
This sounds my goodness. I would have had that baby in the middle of the parking lot. It would have been fun.
You'd have been like, may not be a tub. We've got snow.
Right. And ice. And,
It's like Antarctica. It's just the cold. Yeah. That's all. Just a cold tub. Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, we're going to go to our next break really quick, and then we're going to come back and wrap up.
Journey to the Awakening takes you on a journey through many revelations of a child growing up in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, uncovering what really happened behind the white picket fence and how this continues to plague future generations. The book reveals, in a very riveting way, the details of multiple past generation secrets. Learning to walk through and not attach to the past will help guide the reader to beginning their own journey. Available for purchase on Amazon, Audible, and iTunes. For more information about Denise Claire's works and upcoming book signing events, visit shewisepublications.com.
Are you searching for a way to help create global change? Dream Vision 7 Radio Network's vision is to have an eclectic group of radio hosts dedicated to educating, enlightening, and helping humankind with positive messages and tools that enhance lives using different modalities and programs. If you would like to join our team and help illuminate the universe, call Deborah at 508-226-1723 or Deborah at dreamvision7radio.com.
SheWise is your gateway to sparking soulful journeys and illuminating pathways in spiritual, healing, and self-help realms. SheWise Publications stands as a beacon for those seeking to share their voice. Beyond the pages in print, the heart of SheWise Publications beats with a passion for helping others connect to their healing journey. Together, let's navigate the complexities of the human experience and discover the threads that bind us all and become SheWise. For the full journey, visit SheWisePublications.com and SheWiseApparel.com.
Light up your world and discover the key to surviving the human experience with Kristen Aurelia. Navigating through life can be a monumental task. Listen each Tuesday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 Radio Network for all things to help you navigate your journey here on Earth. Help, healing, light, and wisdom for all. Join Kristen on a magic carpet ride and discover the secrets to surviving the human experience and become She Wise.
In Kristen Aurelia's latest book, Recreation, Surviving the Human Experience, she shares a journey of a woman who embarks on a mission to heal the physical and emotional damage, as well as the trauma that has plagued her for the better part of her life. She shares her story in the hope that others will begin their journey to find their personal truth, move closer to the light, discover and live out their intended purpose here on Earth. Recreation, Surviving the Human Experience is available for purchase on Amazon, Audible, iTunes, and SheWisePublications.com.
When we arrive on this earth, our soul is housed in a body. That body needs to be nurtured with love and care. In Kristen Aurelia's latest books, Caring for Your Human, You Only Get One Body, and Practical Tools and Techniques Workbook, she explores ways to care for your mind, body, and spirit. She shares her wisdom gained along her journey in hopes to assist others in proactively caring for their human. Because after all, we only get one body, and it's meant to last a lifetime. Caring for Your Human, You Only Get One Body, and Caring for Your Human, You Only Get One Body Practical Tools and Techniques Workbook are available for purchase on Amazon and SheWisePublications.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe. Relax and enjoy. Let life flow.
Right. So we got to have some really exciting conversation, talk about some births and all that good stuff. I'd like you to share just a little bit with our listeners about what Body Ready Method Pro Certified means. What is the Body Ready Method?
Sure. So Body Ready Method, it's an evidence-based approach to prenatal preparation and birth support that empowers birthing people to take control of the controllable parts of prenatal preparation and then in birth. So like you touched on before, we can't control everything, right? And I always tell my clients, even though we can't control, it's like driving on a road you've never been on before. It's wild, or it's like twisty. There's hills, there's turns. Mm-hmm. We don't know which way the road's going, but I want you to feel like you're in the driver's seat of that bus that's on that road, right? So we can't control how the twists and turns birth takes, but I want you to feel like that you're in control of the decisions that need to be made. And it's, you know, that's what I say. That's what I mean by, you know, taking your power back is not letting somebody else hop in the driver's seat of your bus, right?
Like
so,
that.
You know, BRM will help you. We do all the things we can do prenatally to create balance within the body, create space, and, you know, support basically the physiological process of birth. So it's helping, it's like stack the cards in your favor to set you up for a more efficient birth and a more efficient recovery. That doesn't always happen, right? But as the engineering part of my brain always thinks, you know, if we can better your odds, why wouldn't we try? And it's definitely not going to hurt you. And if it will always help in the recovery process. So I say to people, like, I'm basically like an expert in pelvic mechanics.
Okay.
So I really understand, you know, during every stage of the birthing process, where the baby is, how they're navigating, and what are some things that we could do to encourage progress and optimize, you know, the baby navigating their path. So we do things like body balancing to help the baby find the best position prenatally. We can deal with prenatal aches and pains. We can talk to pelvic floor dysfunction. We can help, you know, the core to support or to minimize issues with abdominal separation and then encouraging that to come back together. We can just create, like I said, a more efficient birthing process and recovery process. So all of those things is kind of what BRM does.
Okay. Love it. Yeah. I think that is so important because a lot of times, yes, we give our power away and being able to give a method, a tried true method that really outlines and gives you that framework to work within is so awesome. And it looks like your engineering background paid off really well. I mean, you're a pelvic mechanic.
Like it does. It does.
I love that. I love that. That is awesome. But no, having that mindset, right? You've got that mindset that lets you go through and conceptualize and see each thing happening mechanically. And so that's pretty awesome. I love it. Perfect.
That is where the two meet. That is where my engineering background meets the birth, is I can really visualize. And it's like I run the algorithm in my head, like when we're in birth and I'm troubleshooting, I'm like, how can we get this baby to turn? Let's do this. And then we're going to do this move and we're going to try this. And like I said, we're just trying, right? And we see what happens. It doesn't always work, but sometimes, and a lot of times it does.
And to our folks who are listening, who I have either had their children already or, you know, are in a different phase of life, I think it's really important to really highlight what you just mentioned, because for those who are still trying to find their path or are still on that healing journey or evolving, that are saying, I'm over here and that's not where I want to be, and I'm trying to figure out where I go next and where my space is that I'm going to land, being able to show how your previous experience played into how you found your gifts and how you got there, I think is absolutely amazing. So
it's never too late. It's never too late to find your, to live your life's purpose.
Yes. So if you can share one message with our listeners, what would it be?
So I kind of just touched on it in the last answer, but to keep your power and to stay open to all possibilities, I think. So don't walk into your place of birth and just hand over your power to somebody else. Don't let somebody else make the decisions for you. Know that you have every right to choose every little detail or every, you know, make every decision that's in the birthing process. So keep your power, don't give it away, and be open to all possibilities. So, you know, birth is wild, it's unpredictable. We don't know, you know, where it's going to go, and we don't know how that baby wants to be born. And we can do all the things and it still can go a different direction. So the, you know, you will have a better birth experience if you can already accept the unacceptable and just be open to the birth going whichever direction it's going to go.
Wonderful. Thank you. And our very last part, can you share with our listeners how they can get in touch with you if they are interested in your services or want to learn more about your classes or support groups? How can they find you?
Sure. So the easiest way is just to go to my website. It's amotherisbornbirthing.com. And I'm sure you'll have, you know, notes or something. And then on Instagram, doulad.amotherisborn. And so you can find me through my Facebook is on my, you know, LinkedIn to my website. My email is on there. You can reach out to me and I give everybody a free hour consultation to just talk about anything that you want to talk about birth related. You could even be postpartum and looking for resources to heal and we can chat and I can steer you in the right direction.
Awesome. Well, thank you for being on today. And for our listeners, thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this episode of Surviving the Human Experience. And until next time, be well and stay blessed.
This wraps up today's episode of Surviving the Human Experience with Kristen Aurelia, the show where all things human experience related come together and are explored. Join us on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on syndicated Dream Vision 7 radio network. Episodes will be archived on the Surviving the Human Experience Dream Vision 7 radio network website page and will also be accessible at shewisepublications.com. That's shewisepublications.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 radio network. Uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.